Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, composed with love by my nephew, Miles Debastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, an assistant director. She works on television. She's a writer. She's a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are guilty of making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. We all met you last week. I mean, Blog Talk Radio seemed to cooperate. You know, they knew I was at my wit's end and it had to work. So, you know, it's pretty snag-free, but everybody was asking, so where's Nicole? Nicole? And, of course, you know, I said, well, Nicole, you know, she's so busy with all of her other projects, so sometimes, you know, they kind of mix up and we can't do it. But
yeah.
You were definitely here in spirit. I just felt like everything was going well because I just knew you were wishing that up for me.
Oh, absolutely, I was. I was thinking about you, so I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I sincerely hope she doesn't have any problems. Oh, my God, geez. I'm like, what if something goes wrong? I'm like my head is totally with you.
And I was just saying, no, nothing went wrong. And today was one of those little chaotic days. I mean, it was kind of exciting. The Daily News had come to interview me and take a lot of photographs about the workshop that I'm going to be doing at the Witch Festival on October 26th. It'll be at 12 o'clock in the Sheraton in Hop Hog. And, of course, on my website, the information's there. But they came, and it was very exciting. It's going to be in the Sunday feature section of the Daily News, and I thought that was really exciting. It was such a nice reporter and asked a lot of good questions, and it was kind of fun. And one of my clients, Melissa, agreed to let them photograph her, so it was kind of a fun day. Just, you know, it was already a hectic day without that, but I'm very excited. And you'll laugh at this, because like 3 days ago I was riding on my bike and I was like, okay, God, time for some more publicity, so let's see what newspaper we can get to like call me. And they called the next day. Don't you think that's really pretty?
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Cool? Don't you think that's a cool one? That's what I was like, whoa, that was pretty fast.
I love when you manifest like cool stuff like that.
I know, wasn't that like, but I was like, I can't believe it manifested that quickly. And I'm thinking, well, I teach this stuff, so I guess once in a while the universe says, okay, we're going to show you how fast it could work.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really fun. And also, I think, you know, we have some callers calling in now, but I just wanted to talk about some upcoming events that I have at a psychic night on November 13th, and that one's going to be an XO restaurant in Huntington. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that is just like a great restaurant.
No, it sounds familiar. I'm sure that I've been by that.
They have a lot of bands there. You might want to check out Lisa to play there. They have a lot of different bands play there and everything. It's a really nice restaurant. And then on really what I'm excited about is on December 9th at 6 o'clock, it's 6 to 11, they're going to be serving dinner, and I'm going to be doing a group reading. That's something different than I usually do. So that's in Blue Restaurant and Nightclub. It's really nice in Blue Point. I don't know if you've ever been there either. That is like,
I have been to Blue.
And that sounds like fun, right? I mean, that's a group kind
absolutely.
Of thing. Where, and then I have, of course, the Witch Festival that we were talking about. And then the most exciting news is there's a new spiritual connection center. It's a spiritual center opening in Patchogue, and I'm affiliated with it. And it's going to be opening in the beginning of November, so I'll be doing a whole series of workshops there. And you could go to my website for that information. But could you imagine? We have a spiritual center in Patchogue now.
Gee, you know what? It's funny that that's actually, you know, fully coming about, because I remember years ago when you know, you started, you know, when we first met and everything, and you were, you know, pretty much still teaching me the ropes and stuff like that, I would look for all of these places to get some of the things that you were talking about, and there was, like, no place around. And it's funny, I think, that how, you know, as seemingly, you know, the state of the world is getting worse, more of these stores are starting to pop up. You know, because I think that people are finally realizing that you know what, when all this negativity is coming about, that it really truly is everybody's, you know, dashed hopes and fears and everything all coming to a head. And that's really why things seem to be getting so, you know, so terrible. You know, and that once we start following that path of, you know, just like positive and you know, just like manifesting the things that you want versus the things that you don't want, you know, I mean, things are bound to get better. So I'm really, really liking the fact that a lot of these stores are coming about now, because it means that, you know, there's a, you know, a conscious shift, I think, you know,
and a need for this. You know, a lot of people are not buying dogma, they're not going to a church, but they miss that sort of group spirituality. So we're hoping to have that there with workshops, lectures, readings. It's Cassandra's the Reverend, and she's one of my clients, and she can't believe she started all this and asked me to come on board. But she has, like, people from, you know, big, big name people in California going to be doing workshops via video camera. And, you know, it's just going to be wonderful to see on the big screen TV these workshops that are kind of like Oprah's life class.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like really great, and I'm very excited about it. And I like doing the lectures. And the first ones will be dealing with, the first three are dealing with soulmates and manifesting, keeping it, and, you know, what gets in the way. And the second two are going to be on life after death. So I think that those are two different exciting topics. So I'm hoping we get a turnout there.
Definitely. You'll manifest a good one.
There's a lot of things manifesting. That's basically what I'm very excited about. And, of course, we do have some listeners, and we never screen the first ones. And
nope.
I think, you know, maybe the Florida number,
right.
The 561.
Yeah. The 561 wants to be picked up. The other two, I think, are just, you know.
Oh, those are our regular listeners.
Yeah, those are my regular listeners over there. But, so this one is, you know, this one definitely wants to be picked up. So,
and can you just tell our listeners what they need to do if they want to speak? Do they have to press the 1? Is that what they have to do?
Oh, yes. As soon as you call into our call-in line, which is, you know, for those of you who are listening on a computer, 646-929-0958. Then you would have to press the number 1, you know, and the prompts will ask you, would you like to speak to the host, and then inform you that you've been, you know, moved into the calling queue. And that's how I get to see your numbers over here, and that's how I get my little, you know, my little note there saying that you don't just want to listen via the telephone, that you actually do want to be picked up. So, again, the number is 646-929-0958. Press the number 1, and you'll be put through to the host. All right,
and I
so
do know who the 516-381 number is, so if she wants to be put through, she, of course, can use a different name. But I do know who that is. It's one of my regular clients who I adore,
well, you know,
love.
I'll pull her
into
the chat room, and I'll find out.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the 561 number and see who is waiting for us there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cindy. Yes. I've spoke with you before. How are you?
Good. And who is
How
this?
This is Carol, and I want to say Bill. It's Carol from...
Oh, Carol and Bill. I was going to say, is this my Carol and Bill?
Yes.
Well,
yes, we're
hi,
still...
Carol and Bill, and how's things in Florida? Are you getting...
It's always crazy, Cindy.
It doesn't feel like home yet? Doesn't feel like home yet, or does it?
You know what? It is. We ended up having to move out of the first house. The landlord all of a sudden, like, flipped out on us and gave us 15 days to move. And we freaked out because, you know, we breed the dogs. And who's going to take in two crazy people with 9 dogs? And we found a place, and then we found a better place. And it's, like, right where we want to be. And this other woman, the woman who we got it from, it was her family home, and she does dogs. And she let us move in. But it's I think we need to sage it because every time we do something – something happens, you know, like I hate to say this, I hate to clean toilets. So I had a service come in. These people were so nice. We asked them to just leave their stuff, whatever they didn't want, please leave, and we'll get rid of it for you, or we'll donate it, because we had to move that fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad. I just couldn't believe this man was so great. The property manager didn't get his commission and, you know, wanted us out of there. So I had the bathrooms cleaned. The next day, you flush the toilets and all the cesspools backed up into all the bathrooms. It's like,
oh,
come on.
No.
Like,
oh,
it's just been one of those things.
It was a shitty day.
It's been a shitty day.
Wow.
And it's just crazy. We ended up, we've never had a tick in our life. And boarded them out of good friends. We had to board the dogs in order to move. And we've been killing ticks since June.
Oh,
and
boy. Do you have a front line for them, that tick that works?
Yes.
Front line
you
works.
Know what? They're bionic ticks. I have on video special chemical I've used. It doesn't kill them. Nothing kills these ticks. So they were going to tent the house like they would for termites. And now, just now, we're starting to get it under control. But the story is that we haven't fully moved into the house yet. We have people coming to visit us at the end of October, and we're like, we're still in boxes because we've been fighting these ticks.
You don't want to be it's funny because because it's so warm in Florida and that they had a really good populating year, the ticks. So. Are you vacuuming a lot? You know,
yes, we're vacuuming. We're trying to kill them.
Did you do the carpet?
I've gone to Bayer because, it wasn't Frontline. I put Advantix on all the dogs before they went to the boarding kennel, and they came back with ticks.
So did my dog when they had Advantix last year. Frontline this time worked this summer.
Yes.
The dog didn't have one tick with Frontline.
That's what I heard. I heard you have to change it up. So we've been doing that, and things have just been crazy. I'm not working, and I'm off of unemployment, so I'm a little worried, but I just took a bartending class. So
good.
We just had a litter of puppies, so it feels good.
Things look good here.
You always say it looks good. God, I'm sorry.
No, but no, I got the Ace of Pentacles, which you're going to get a new job. The bartending will be good. Are you keeping your relationship, soulmate? Don't fall apart over all this. I know it's like easy to bring your love down the ladder of love when you get all tense and upset, but
you
still have each other. Carol and Bill are like a team. And, you know, of course, this looks like a better, healthier year-round for you. It does look like you're going to get the tick thing under control, by the way. So, did you have anybody professionally come in to do the tick?
Yes, we've had quite a few professionals come in and give us ideas. You know what? I used to spray with my dad, so I tried a whole bunch of different. We went and bought very good chemicals because we figured we could do it ourselves. You know, we've been on a.
Right.
I hate to say that ramen noodle budget. So we went to do it ourselves, and we keep thinking we have it under control, and then we don't. But it seems like we're right at the tail end of it now. And the gentleman that had been working with us had said, you know, if you can't do it this time, then I'll come in and do it for you, because we've spent hundreds of dollars on chemicals, you know, and it's been crazy. It just takes hours with all these dogs to
pick them. It was a bad tick and flea year in New York last year.
Was it?
And this year. This year was a little bit better, but last year was wicked. So, you know, again, I do see you're almost at the end of the tick problem, and that, you know, your relationship looks like, you know, you should hold solid. Money looks a little bit better, and it looks like you're going to stay put here for a while. Sage won't help with the ticks, so those aren't carried on ghosts, unfortunately.
No, we were thinking we needed to be exercised.
Yeah,
I just
think whoever lived there before probably also, you know, there was stuff that needed maintaining and taking care of. So, again, you're making it your home. The people are supposed to come in at the end of October. You're going to have to deal with the way it is. I'm almost seeing you may have to tell them they can't come and stay, because it looks like it's going to stress you out way too much.
This is a walk in the park compared to, I want to say, the last year.
All right. Well, just don't put yourself too much stress. I mean, really, what's your birth date? You don't have to give me the year, just the month and the day.
January 3rd.
Okay, good, because January 3rd opens up like a better time. I mean, there's a few things that you're going to have to just sort of get between now and January, but believe me, the worst is behind you now. And
you
again,
still see Bill and I together, huh?
I don't see you guys not being together. And, I mean, if you guys aren't together, then I'm giving up on my mission here, because if any two people were soulmates, and Bill is such a good guy, and Carol, you know, you're just a doll. And, you know, of course, the two of you have been through a lot. I see his son still as strong-willed as ever here.
Uh-huh.
But that even looks okay here. Everything looks really pretty good in your cards. When the going gets rough, you know, that's when the, you know, the rough have to, you know, we have to, tough have to get stronger.
Right.
And I know it's really unbelievable when you have infestations of any sort. I remember when I moved in my house in Merrick, and it was really a dump, and we were so poor. And, you know, I scrubbed it up, cleaned it up, and then we
right.
had mice, and I put the, you know, the decon down. And not only do we have mice, we have ants having a feast in the decon. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't, I said I would have just a breakdown.
Right.
But, you know, it took a little bit to get it under control, and then, you know, we lived there for like another 7 years, and we managed to make it a home. So
oh,
one of those things, we've all been there, done that, but I think it's those nightmares of when the animal, you know, the ticks and the bugs and the mice. It's one of those things you can make a horror movie about, but it does really, really look good. And your dad is saying you got to hang in there a little bit. I mean, I'll tell you, the dead have been laughing all week to me. They're like, this is when we don't miss life. Every reading, they're going, this is when we don't miss life. And you hear about the ticks, the this. Nobody misses life when they hear about this. I mean, this is when we don't miss it.
Yeah, and other than that, it's great. You know, we feel good here, I should say,
and
you know.
You're supposed to be there. And again, some of what you're going through, if you had been in New York last summer, we had fleas, and I mean, I vacuum every day as it is, thank God, and, you know, we didn't get too infested in the house, but no matter what, we did with the dog, you know, and it was like a battle, and then finally, you know, we got rid of them, but, you know, the vet kept saying, you must have them in your house. I go, I vacuum every day, so I didn't notice them, but then I just sprayed the carpets anyway, and then whatever, but it was annoying, believe me, it was annoying. And we all go through this.
Right. Hey, if it's the worst of my problems, I'll take it, you know?
I know, but nature is persistent, let me tell you. Nature is persistent. And for you, though, I'm really seeing, do your bartendering. I think you're going to love it. You know, anybody needs to pick up a skill like bartendering, waitressing, because you can always get some good, quick money. Sometimes it's all we need, good, quick money for a little bit.
Right. Well, that's what I'm hoping for, you know?
And it's good skill, and you're going to be very, very good at your job. So just be your happy, wonderful self.
Thank you, Cindy.
And if you do get a chance, and I have to plug, please go to the website, Grant Me a Higher Love, where on the homepage you can help me win Best Psychic by clicking on the link. And, you know, I need every vote I can get, because I have tough competition. I have John Edward and Teresa Caputo, so I'm always against the top ones, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah, they don't do it for me. You're the one.
Thank you,
my
darling. And
have a great week.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have, okay, Jamie. Okay, Nicole, I could see you screened Jamie, so I know I was hoping she'd want to speak. So I'm going to try to click her on, because I think you're lost in the chat room. Okay, hi, Jamie. It's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Can you hear me?
Yes, good. Are you calling from the train?
I'm actually in the car, so hopefully we could hear each other clearly.
I could see, and I'll just fill in our, you know, listeners that you had separated from your husband and you're back now, and some of the same problems that were there are probably still there.
Correct.
This time you're just asked to be a little more strategic and a little more patient with things. Actually, I'm glad to see your cards, because, Jamie, you're opening up a 5-year period in which anything you want is yours. You just have to figure out where you want to be. Work looks better. If I were you right now, I would be focusing much more on my career than anything. I know you have your children. Of course, you have to pay attention to them, too. But don't obsess too much about your marriage, kind of yes him to death? Are you doing that?
Yes, but things can get a little bit, tends to be a lot of friction every now and then where he is pleasant and then he just goes back to his old self. And it makes me very uneasy. It's almost like a Jekyll and Hyde effect, and that gets me very uncomfortable, yesing him to death, where I kind of ignore him, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, did I make a mistake?
Right. Well, you know that he's not going to change. So, of course, going back to him wasn't going to change him. The only
right.
point is you had no support system right now. Unfortunately, those people who don't have family, their parents, that are going to be supportive and help you, in the history of the world, it's very hard for women to leave men if they're going to be difficult. You know that you went back on default, not because you love him, and that you have to just realize he knows it, you know it. It's sort of that pink elephant in the room. You both know that, you know, a lot went under when you two were separated, and a lot of bad things happened.
Yes,
and that
cost
you a lot of money, and are the complications of the arrests and everything? I mean, is that, are the charges dropped or are they, you know?
Yes, everything has been dropped, but now the finances are extremely tight, and it's something that I've been trying to have a discussion with him on, and it hasn't been a clear conversation. It's almost as if, you know, we have individual accounts, which I want to keep it that way. We're paying individual things, fine. But when it comes down to, okay, listen, there's a shortfall, because there is, I need this, and it becomes this whole chaos. And I try to not create a hostile environment, because we do have three small children, but it's just, I get very anxious, and I'm terrified that he's going to lose the gasket.
Well,
with
well
his
basically,
momentum.
You're dealing with a loose cannon, and in going back with him, it's almost as if, you know, you had left without really thinking everything through.
Right.
And what happens is you're asked, you know, you're not going to change him. You're not going to suddenly make him a calm human being, but you could try diffusing the situations with a sense of humor, because sometimes that helps. Two, he's not going to give you the money that you want because he's hiding it. Three, is he working yet?
He is working. He does have, like, because he's self-employed, he does have this big job. I mean, he does provide me money, like, if he's, like, in a good mood. It's almost as if, you're right, I have to, like, play this little game of, like, joking around, be pleasant, like, give him a little bit of kindness, and then he'll give me more. But it's, like, this game, and I hate playing this game because he knows the bills in the household. They haven't changed. And somehow he thinks that I'm making X a lot of more money to cover the shortfalls. The shortfalls
right.
haven't disappeared. And it's very frustrating where I'm like, I kind of joked around, said, do I have to get a part-time job? He's like, well, sitting in the train is a part-time job. I'm like, are you kidding? Where am I going to get a job for sitting in the train? And that's where I just go nuts. And
well,
it drives me bananas.
At this point, because you've gone back, you have no choice. And I'm not telling you to stuff down anger, because that's a really good recipe for cancers and illness. But you've made a choice to go back there, and you're going to have to choose to be a wife at some level where you are kind to him and you are nice. And if he's not kind and nice back, you know, let it go for a while. But you're going to have to find a way that you guys are sort of being pleasant to each other in a real manner, because, you know, if do you have any feelings of kindness for him?
Sometimes when he's pleasant. Yes, but there's been so much that's happened that he's done to me. He's not willing to acknowledge that he did all these terrible things.
Well, he's
things
not
to
going
me.
To. He's not going
right.
to. He's a narcissist.
He turns it around that it's me. You did this to me. You did this to me. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, first of all, you guys are going to have to both close the door on that. You both did things, and you're back in the house. It's almost like start from today. Just start from today. Don't bring up all the other nonsense, because that's just going to make it worse. Bringing it up is only going to, like, just fuel the fire. If you're back with him, you're back with him, and you're starting from today. But say what you mean what you say. Don't be mean about it. Just the facts, the money facts. Don't load it. What happens is you guys are not talking facts. You know, if you need X amounts of dollars, you need $432 for the LIPA bill, you ask them for $432. You don't start loading it with everything you guys did to each other during the separation. What does that have to do with the $432?
Right, right.
Try to keep to the, you know, there's just some simple behavior modification with, you know, stick to the facts, stick to the issue. Don't bring up the past. Don't bring up the future. Stick to the now and listen when he talks. Don't interrupt and ask him to listen when you talk. But try just to state the facts. Because even if you were to leave your husband and be with another man, you've learned too many bad tricks with your husband. You would find yourself falling into those bad patterns with another man. You're going to, and this is what I did with my own marriage. I was married 29 years, and there was a lot of, you know, a lot of bad times. And I realized the last few years were me learning how to behave no matter what he did.
Right.
So I didn't plug into his. I said the facts. Because otherwise you're just going to go to another relationship and think that's how people behave. So
right.
You're not responsible for his behaviors. You're responsible for yours. So you have, like, anger. You're angry at yourself probably for going back with him. You're angry at a lot, but you are back here. And as long as you're in that house, there must be some karmic lessons you still got to learn. And some of them are how to behave. No matter what someone else does, you be calm. You talk the facts. And this is what money we need. Don't load it with what happened in the past. And see if you can't change some of the way you're interacting with each other.
Okay.
Because, you know, look at it as a lesson in behavior modification. Because it does look like the two of you can be a little more peaceful here. I'm not saying that you're going to stay forever with this man, I'll tell you that much. But at least if you're going to stay 5 years, if you're going to stay a year, if you're going to stay 10 years, it's going to have to be where it's not a war zone every day. Because and know that you've made a decision to go back. And what God would say to you, you know, choose 2 feet out or 2 feet in. Be a wife if you're choosing to be a wife.
But see, that's the problem. I feel like I want to sometimes, and there are the days that I don't feel like I can be because there's been so much that's happened.
Again, then you, if you can't let go of the past, it isn't going to work. And you might as well take 2 feet out again. I mean, the point is, if you're there and you've made a decision to be there, then you too have to have some rules, and the rules are we don't talk about what happened. Because he's refusing to see your side. You can't see his either. The point is, start from today. Because
right.
The loaded gun here, and he's not the kind of person, he's a very narcissistic person. He's very manipulative. But the point is, if you're going to be with him, then try to start from this day forward differently. I mean, your kids are going to, like, start exhibiting some behavior problems. They're going to start misbehaving in school. They're going to act up. Because there's nothing worse than feeling that tension between parents. I mean, my whole childhood was walking around eggshells, that my father was a loose cannon and that there was going to be some sort of war zone. You know, you're the one that, you know, and this is peace at any price, which I'm not an advocate of, but if you're there, then you're going to have to figure out a way of not peace at any price, but making some peace that you could live with, which means, you know, say what you mean what you say, don't be mean about it, and just talk facts about money. No one should be talked to disrespectfully, even if you hate his guts. I mean, he's a human being, and we have to learn how to talk to human beings. And the point is, if you could talk consistently nice for a while, consistently, you may find you've broken a bad habit. Most couples are in a very bad habit of interacting, mind you. They learn to talk to each other in a way they would never talk to anyone else. I want you to put this in your mind. Pretend that you're on a reality TV show and there's a tape running at all times, and that what you're going to say to your husband is going to be on national television. Would you want people to hear you talking like that?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. So don't talk to them in a way that you would not want others to hear you talking. Most of the dead tell me, man, when we're dead, we're flies on the wall. The way people talk behind closed doors, we can't even believe these are the same people we knew on earth.
Right.
So the way you're talking to him is teaching disrespect. You're going to have your children And my husband talked very disrespectful, saying my first husband used to curse me out. And by the time my daughter was like 13, she learned to curse me out. That's what she learned from her father. And what you learn is your parents are both idiots, and then she started cursing us both out and didn't listen to either one of us because she thought we were both idiots.
Right.
So the point is you're going to have to talk to him in a way that you would talk to someone at work, that you would talk to somebody else. But if you would not say that to somebody at work, don't say it to him.
But then the other issue, too, is that is like the constant him reacting in an inappropriate fashion to me. And it's almost like a reaction.
Again, if you change the behaviors, you're both on defensive. You're both like on high alert. So why don't you just take it down a notch and get through one day at a time. And try to get through today is today. And when you go home today, greet him with a kiss, greet him with affection, ask how the kids were, how was his day. And talk to him like a human being, because your toxic love brings out the worst in both people. Both people are wrong in toxic love affairs. And realize that you're responsible for your behaviors here. And, you know, talk to him in a way that you would want to be talked to, and perhaps he could learn that way. I mean, my ex-husband never talks to me the way he used to when we were married. And we're friends. We have a daughter together. But he would never talk to me the way he used to talk to me. Never. And I never talked to him the way I used to talk to him. I would never do that now. So it's part of learning, even during a divorce, how we can speak, what we could do. Your guys got really out of hand and out of control. But, you know, you might want to work on that you have anger issues, and toxic love serves a purpose. What are we going to do with our anger issues? We rage behind closed doors with someone so we could look normal in the outside world. You have to deal with your own anger in better ways. And if he's really going to start, you say, I'll talk to you when you calm down. And that's all you say.
And what about my job as far as what's going on there? Am I going to be staying there? Should I be outsourcing elsewhere?
It looks good for now. It's almost like I don't know how much change you can take right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not saying you can't make money there, but keep your bases open and keep looking. But money doesn't look like it's going to be a problem. Looks like you're going to do well financially.
Okay.
But you can't do well financially if you're all stressed out at home.
Right.
And again, even if you're not going to stay with your husband forever, you are living with him now. If you talk nicer and kinder, even when the time comes to separate, you'll already be on a different way of communicating. So, again, take some responsibility that you're not behaving properly. And you won't get any brownie points from God, because God said you chose to go back home than you chose to be a wife. And that's what God would tell you. Make love to him, communicate to him. If you can't do that forever, then you're going to have to rethink the thing. But you can't just run out of there without any money and without any real plan. You know that with him now.
Right, exactly.
And I'll tell you, the man's a seething anger pit. I mean, he keeps up his anger. He'll drop dead of cancer because he's so filled with anger. But don't you get sick.
I mean, today I was so stressed out of work, not because of work, just because of the environment at the house between him and I the last couple of days, because he's just been freaking out. I've been freaking out. It's just been so much.
Well,
so
that's
why
I think you can't keep doing that. I mean, again, if you're going to shut up all the time, you're going to get sick. But you're not shutting up. You're saying what you mean. You mean what you say. You're not being mean about it. You're talking facts. You're not loading your questions. You're answering questions straight. It's a very simple thing to do. It's like everybody's looking for a fight who has anger. So say a man walks in the house and a woman says, okay, are you hungry? And he says, shut up. And she, you know, you could start screaming back because he threw you a hook. Or you could say, okay, I was just going to make you dinner. If you're not hungry, I'm not making it. Answer questions straight.
Right. A lot of it has to do with this whole thing, because as you had mentioned to me in the past, he had been doing inappropriate things with other women, and now this whole thing is kind of hatching up again, where he went to look at some furniture at this woman's house where he was staying at, and that all, like, brewed up all these uncomfortable feelings. He's like, oh, I never did anything with that lady, but, and it just made me feel very uneasy. So
I don't know whether behind the scenes he's still doing
well,
all that crazy
first
stuff.
Of all, if he falls in love with somebody else and he leaves you, you'll be a lot better off than you trying to leave him.
Okay? No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm better off I am, but that just makes me uneasy that sometimes I can't get a hold of him when I need to ask him about the children or, you know, whether they're doing this after school or not. It's just,
well,
I
you're
don't
just
going
to say to him, I just, when I call you, I need you to speak to me about the children and address it that way. Do you understand that? I mean, the
right.
fact if he's sleeping around, you know, practice safe sex, whatever you do. But the point is, your marriage has big major holes in the foundation of it. It's hard to fix something like that. I mean, it's not very fixable marriage. But if you're there, you're going to have to find a way that you're not waging war with each other. Because you're teaching your children war. You're going to make them sick and tense. And so the point is, if he's being deceptive to you, say, well, if you're not going to tell me what you're doing, that's fine, but I do need to be able to communicate with you about the children. You know, just try not to get yourself upset over him too much. You know, you went back. I was surprised you went back, in all honesty. But I know that you didn't really have much of a support system, so that didn't surprise me either. But if you're back there and you're going to have to say, then we have to have a real marriage. You can't be going over there. Then he should have taken you over there to see the furniture. That could have been something that you could have said to him. Take me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what he is and who he
right.
is.
Right.
And we're not fixing people and we're not changing people.
Right.
That's the one thing you have to realize. But you can change how you respond to it, and that's all you can do. I mean, and figure out a way out in the future if that's what you want to be doing. But right now, you can't be living like this, a war zone. I mean, toxic love, you either fix it, you leave it, but, you know, it can make you ill. This is not healthy. You wear
right.
that.
I mean, do you see us separating? But by when? Like, I feel like the separation is going to happen any day. That's why I feel so anxious all the time.
Well, you can't leave him because he'll torture you at this point. So, you know, if you don't object to him doing his womanizing, whatever, maybe the universe will be kind and bring him someone to entrap him that he'll leave you for. I mean, if he leaves you, it will be the easiest way. But if you try to leave, he's just going to do the torture he did to you when you tried to leave the last time. So I can't see how you can really separate from him because you know what he's like.
Right, so I'm bound to this man for the rest of my life until I'm old?
I don't see you bound to him at all until you're old. I just see that you went back home. You went back there. And in going back, you're either going to have to, this time, strategically work your way out of this better. You know, you have to have a better plan than you had. You know, one that he can't in any way. You have to have you have to save money enough for you to go move to a place that's yours, that you're not stuck with your parents. You have to be able to have a place to leave to.
Right.
That was part of the problem.
Right.
So again, visualize visualize yourself, you know, with a soulmate and pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. You want to be the same. See yourself with a happy future. I mean, that's all I could do at the 20-year mark of my marriage. I couldn't figure my way out at that point. But I would visualize myself with a soulmate, with a job I love, with a nice place to live. I have that life now. I didn't know that's how the laws of attraction work. Visualize a better life for you. Keep
seeing
that.
But how long did that take you? How long did it take you to get there? It
took me about 9 years to work my way out from that point. It wasn't easy.
Wow. That's a long
and
time.
And again, I don't think that my marriage was not nearly as volatile as yours is by any means. I don't think I could have lived like you for 9 years. You know, it wasn't like that at that point. By the time the last 9 years, I sort of, you know, resigned myself. I wasn't changing him, and I was accepting it, and I was working my way out of it.
Right.
You need to start putting money aside and figuring out a plan that once you do it, you know, you have more put in play and better lawyers in the whole bit than you had this time around.
Okay. Now, all right, Cindy.
Let us know what happens, and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, boy, Nicole, I don't know how much you heard of that.
I heard a lot of it, actually.
Oh, boy, there's no place worse than being in a marriage you don't want to be in.
Well, you know what, I mean, it's the same thing for just relationships. I mean, I know that you know, like you just said, it took you 9 years, you know, to get out of, you know, that bad place. I mean, look at my, you know, my previous relationship, you know, it took me a very long time to, you know, finally just, like, break the ties. It's a difficult thing to do, you know, but unfortunately, you know, it takes a whole lot of courage, and you need to have, you know, you need to kind of get your ducks in a row. When you decide that you don't want to be there anymore, you got to make the decision to put your foot down. And if you want to go, just like you make the decision to put your foot down to leave it, you have to make the same conscious decision in re-entering it if you do decide that you want to do that. So, you know, like my best advice to Jamie, you know, if she is still listening, is that, you know, the same 2 feet that you took out of the marriage in the first place are the same 2 feet that you got to put in. Don't go under the guise that you really want to make things work and make things better, and then do everything in your power to not do your part in making them better. You know,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
And that means that she's going to either have to learn how to forgive, and if anything that this man has done is not forgivable, she needs to come to terms to that, and she needs to say goodbye.
Right, and it's very hard because I was surprised when she left him, in all honesty, because she did it too quickly. And any of our listeners, you know, I'm not saying stay 9 years. That was ridiculous. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But what I'm saying is you have to have money. You have to have a plan.
Yeah,
you have to have a place to go. You have to have good lawyers if you have a crazy person. I mean, you can't just leave one day and have nowhere to go. It doesn't work that way. So, again, it's you have to have a plan. When you have children, it's children involved. You can't, you know, they have to have a place to live. They have to have, you know, things put, you know, in order. So it was part of leaving too impulsively and not really having a solid plan. And then, you know, it all fell apart, the leaving. So by the time I left my husband, I had put some money aside. I had enough for a lawyer. I had made up my mind. You know, I had found a place to live and had figured out a deal to cut with him that made him feel like he won at some level. I bought my freedom, essentially, you know, and the plan was well executed, and it went without a hitch. And and that was the difference, because the reason I couldn't see my way out was because I didn't have the money at the time. I didn't have the resources. So, you know, make sure you have the resources and the money and planned. But, you know, it's a messy situation. I was surprised when she left. I was surprised when she went back, though. It was one of those things. I understand it, but even when you're going to leave a job, you can't just quit. You know, it's a stupid thing. You got to figure out what you're going to do next. I mean, unless it's a really, really abusive job, you really have to, if you just quit a job in a hot-headed moment, well, you're not going to be able to pay your rent or your mortgage. You know, things have to be thought through, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
You know, we feel good when we do it. The problem is a month later, like, uh-oh.
What did I do?
So I always, my motto is we have to be strategic. That's how you win a war. You know, you have to be strategic. Well, we do have another caller, and who is this one? You kind of
Yes, I did.
I don't know the 404. Where is that from?
That is actually in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow, good.
Yes, we have an Atlanta caller. I'm sure that the weather is a whole lot nicer down there than it is up here right now. And we're about to speak to Tita. And Tita's got a career question for you. She just wants to know what direction she's going in. Currently, she's self-employed, but, you know, she's a little bit unsure about the path. You know, what path is that, you know, is that on? Is it, you know, a path towards prosperity? Should she be looking into something else? You know, where is she going in her career? So hopefully you will have some good answers for Akita, and we will be able to help her out tonight, Cindy.
Great questions.
Hello,
hi,
Akita, you're on the air?
Hi.
Now, first of all, you need to practice the laws of attraction a little better. Start seeing your business doing very well, because the card that it got is a self-employed woman. You're supposed to be self-employed, and you have a very good five-year period opening up. It's just maybe not manifesting as fast as you want. Is that what's happening to you?
I am self-employed right now, and that's what I'm – it's just seems like it's a change, and I just don't know the direction that I'm going in right now.
Okay, and again, Are you putting your efforts into this business fully? Like 100% energy?
Not like I should.
Okay, because unfortunately when you're self-employed, you really have to be a one-man band for a while, and if you have to really put all your energies. And where we put our energies, it manifests. So if you're only going to be putting a little bit of energy in here, it's not going to go anywhere. So basically, if you did put your full steam ahead, it looks very, very good here. What's stopping you from putting all your energies into it?
I just feel like I should be doing something else. Like, it's fine and it pays the bills, but I feel like it's something else I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. And, again, that's, you're doing something to find out what that something else is?
No, I'm not sure. I'm just coming to the conclusion that I'm going to do something different, but I don't know what that is. I'm going to stop what I've been doing. I'm going to do something else, but I don't know what.
Okay, and again, what did we just say before you got on the air? You can't just quit your day job unless you know what else you're going to be doing.
Right.
And that was a message for you there. I know sometimes
right.
we just had enough. Now, imagine when I was trying to leave my marriage, I was a children's entertainer. I was also a professional belly dancer and Hawaiian dancer. I made a lot of money, but I couldn't stand the kids' shows anymore. But really, I couldn't just leave it because that was the main source of putting food on the table. And I had learned how to do the tarot reading, not realizing the universe had sort of tricked me into this. And eventually this became my living. But I was still doing the belly dancing. I was doing the kids' parts. I was doing this. I was doing like all three at once for a while. Until I took
mm-hmm.
the leap of faith into the tarot, and that's when it really went flying for me and to be very successful. It's almost like looks like your self-employed business can kind of run itself a lot now, but while you're doing that business, can you figure out what other business you might want to be doing and starting something a little part-time with this one? You know, because if you just stop your business, how are you going to pay your bills?
Right. I don't know. I'm thinking about. I'm just stopping a part of it right now. I still have another. Like, I do something different on the weekends. I'm gonna stop the weekend portion of it and just focus more on what I do during the week.
Right. And that's if you know again where you put your energies is going to manifest. If you could imagine when I was doing the kids' party still and. The tarot, one day, it was almost 5 years ago, I said to God, okay, I've had enough with the kids' parties, and I knew I could make plenty of money doing that, and I said, I'm going to take the leap of faith, but you need to help make this fly. And then 2 days later, Newsday named me one of the best psychic mediums on Long Island, and that was the push that I needed. So
mm-hmm.
it's almost like when we're ready, the universe will cooperate. But I didn't give up that other business, my kids' business, until this one was almost a full-time salary. And then
mm-hmm.
I took the leap of faith. So it's a little bit of, you know, when we get that feeling it's time to move on, and just even with the marriage that we were talking about, the caller before, when we get that feeling it's time to move on from a relationship or from a job, it's time to move on. We
mm-hmm.
just have to strategically figure out what we're going to be doing. But
right.
you're opening up a very, very good five-year period in which pretty much anything you want is yours. And it's the Wheel of Fortune, which is financial abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you know, figuring out what you want. Try not to second-guess everything because you second-guess a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
if only I did this, what if that doesn't work, what if this doesn't work. But if you went full-fledged ahead, what is your idea that you want to be doing? Or what is your business focusing on now?
Right now it's like I do like sales, but I don't know what it is that I really want to do. I just know that it's something else, and I feel like the time is now for me to stop doing. I don't know. That's just how I feel, like it's coming to an end, what I've been
All right.
doing, and I'm supposed to do something else.
Okay, but can you start taking some, you know, looking online, studying something, looking... We usually have to learn something else. So maybe you need to just try learning different things till you find out what it is that you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at every possible, do you want to be self-employed still or do you want to go work for somebody? Do you have that in your mind?
No, I want to stay self-employed, definitely.
Okay, good. good, because self-employed people are going to really survive in this new millennium, because, you know, corporations aren't job banks, nor is the government. So if you work
right.
for yourself, it's really trying different things. It's like when I started to do the kids' business, I was a professional belly dancer, and I saw a very bad children's entertainer, and I figured, oh, I was a theater major in college, let me try that. And that became lucrative, and then someone said, why don't you do tarot card readings for a party, and I learned how to do that. You have to learn new things. But I
right.
never quit one thing, you know, I just kept building on another thing until it was big enough. So why don't you figure out a way of how much money you need to pay your bills and keep your bill business at that level while you're still going to
mm-hmm.
have to do something else. Unfortunately, it's working a lot of hours. It means you have to be doing one thing and another thing. But
right.
if you were just to quit the bills, you might find you're going to have to go work for somebody else, and you're going to have to go work for somebody else for a lot less money than you're making by yourself.
Definitely.
So I'm not saying that feeling that there's something else isn't really, you know, that really is a message. There is time and there's something else for you to be doing. But it doesn't mean you have to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Picture in your mind within 5 years you want major changes in your career, but see, even 1 year from now, I'd like a major change. But if you didn't stop this, you're going to be just like Jamie. Jamie just ran out of a bad marriage without thinking, and it really boomeranged. It really was the worst thing she could have done, and then she stuck back there. So I don't want you running out of this business. 2 months later, you got to start it up, and now you only have half the business that you had.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't be, you know, impulsive, most people, because most people don't have that nature. You know, impulsive people are always, you know, they just quit this, they do that. My ex-husband used to quit a job on a dime. He didn't care what it did to the family. I mean, people who do that are always leaving everybody else to clean up a mess. So, you know, if you just leave there, you're going to have to figure out, how am I going to pay my bills if I stop this? And I don't think you'll be able to sleep at night if you can't pay your bills, by the way. Do you have any money saved?
Yes, I do have a little savings that I can be okay for a little while, and that's why I feel like it's a good time for transition.
Well, how long is a little while?
Maybe a few months at least, yeah.
Okay, because normally if you're going to leave a job, you really need a full year
mm-hmm.
of savings, because you're never going to know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, a couple of months.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead, Nicole.
Because, I mean, it doesn't really sound like this job is really bringing you a whole lot of joy. It's just bringing you money, you know.
Right.
And if you're not really feeling it, then you know what? It's almost like Cindy is right. You need to prepare and you need to be strategic. But at the same time, you know, like what she said, where you've got to practice the laws of attraction a little bit. If you're absolutely, positively miserable doing what you're doing, you're not going to manifest the job that you want. You're just going
mm-hmm.
to keep getting stuck in the job that you're in. So
mm-hmm.
that being said, you know, even if you have a couple of months and you're willing, you know, to, you know, try to find yourself. Try to find something part-time maybe where you can do a little bit of what you're doing now with a little bit of something new. You know, this way you can just keep cutting back and cutting back and cutting back and maybe even phasing out this job versus staying in it hardcore for another year when your heart's really, truly not in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But just remember that, you know, with that voice telling us it's time to move on, it doesn't go away. It keeps being there. And again, there's probably definitely something else for you to do, but it's usually better to figure out something you could do now on your way to perhaps finding something else. Like each career builds on something else. Every one of my careers built on something else. So it's like you have some skills and you know how to do billing, which is good for any business. So you could do your own, you know, take care of your own bills, which is important. But figure, it looks like a much more creative business here. So
mm-hmm.
think outside. I mean, think, do you like dealing with people? You know, figure out what you like to do. But also just look at every possible job out there. Could you do that job? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not necessarily going back to school because, you know, that's, unless you're going to really need a license to operate it, you don't have to really go to school.
There's classes and
but
workshops
learning
and stuff, I'm sure.
Learning things, just learning something different. But you really have a wonderful 5-year period opening up, by the way.
Okay, that's
financially
good.
And the universe, again, those little voices we can't ignore that tell us it's time to move on. And, you know, as far as how fast or slow we're going to do it, you know, most of the mistakes in the world are made by staying too long in a place. Others are by leaving too fast. You know, we kind of have to find out the fine line between, you know, acting on an impulse and knowing that this voice has been telling me for a while to move on and figuring out how I can move on. So
right.
I'm not seeing you ever going to have trouble money-wise. You're a very hardworking person. But just put that energy. And it looks a definitely a much more creative venture for you than what you're doing.
That will be fun.
Because it looks, that's what it looks, more boredom than anything here. And again, we're going to work to, you know, we're going to live to be 100, most of us. We're going to work till we're 80. We're probably going to have 4 to 7 careers. And we can't be bored. I mean, we're going to have to work. But, you know, once you've mastered one thing, it's moving on to another thing for a lot of people. But it's always building. But it's always building on the skills. It's not like we're leaving behind. Even what I do now, the tarot reading and everything, all the shows, I did 10,000 live performances, gave me an enlightenment training because I would hear people say, oh, she's too fat, she's too thin, she's too smart, she's too stupid, she's too pretty, she's too ugly. And one day, I learned to let it roll off of me. It had nothing to do with me. It had to do with people and their opinions. So it trained me for this field in many ways. So whatever we're doing, we're sort of building on one skill, and that'll take us to another level and building on that. But just tell God that, you know, you want to answer your mission. You want a job that, you know, if you like to help people or that, you know, you're going to love and it's going to fulfill you and it's going to provide abundance. You know, God doesn't want us to be miserable in our work, you know, nor miserable in our relationships. Humans choose misery because if they choose the devil, they know. But you're a person who you're, that inner voice prompting you is going to, you know, get stronger. But just be a little bit patient, but set in your mind that, you know, this is your year for major changes. And watch them happen. And, you know, really, how old are you, by the way?
30.
Okay. At 30, you're still so young. You've picked up those skills. You just know you can't do this job for the rest of your life. You just know that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You just know that. I just can't do this for another, like, you know, 50 years. But just figure out, well, what am I going to do next? And maybe you'll do another job for 5 years or 10 years, maybe sell a business. Nobody says we have to do the same career for the whole, our whole life. I've had, like, about 18 careers. I mean, really. I was very bored. I always had to do many different things at once. And they all paid the bills, and they all were my own self-employment. But the point is, give up the idea that you have to do the same job forever. You have one career forever. I mean, come on. If people are going to work 70 years, they can't do the same job for 70 years. It's ridiculous. So think about your next career. It may not be a forever career, maybe 5 or 10 years. That's okay. And then you'll figure out something else. I mean, Nicole, she's trying to figure out what she's going to do when she grows up, too. Nicole's got 1 foot here, 1 foot there.
She's
the woman behind X Factor, the woman behind, you know, directing a movie. But she'll be doing this. She'll be doing next week. I don't know what she'll be doing.
Nicole is like a game of Twister. My right foot is on one, you know, circle. My left foot's on another. My right hand is on another circle.
And again, you know, the hardworking people will always survive. Hardworking people will always just keep learning. I mean, the amount of careers I've had, people say, we can't believe you've done all that. I said, I learned. I'm a learner. I just kept learning. Most of it was self-taught. I mean, the children's entertainer, there was nobody who taught me how to be that. I taught myself. The tarot, I taught myself. I've taught myself all these things. But it's like if you have an interest in something, read about it. Google about it. Look on the internet and think if it's something that I can do. Try it. If you don't like it, if you still have your day job a little bit, you can say, okay, that one wasn't it. So it's fine. You know, and then try something else. But I love the fact that you're not settling, that you want something more exciting. And that's one of the most important things that all of us have to learn. We don't have to settle. We don't have to sell our soul for money. Do you have a relationship, by the way? Because I'm not seeing that here.
Yes. Any advice on that will be very good.
Okay. Again, because that looks a little stale here, too. So it's almost like you need to shake up your whole life.
Yeah.
And I got the Tower card, which means this year is a year of you getting rid of what's not working and getting a whole better life for yourself. And perhaps your new career is linked to you finding a new relationship, because it doesn't, it looks like that one, you know, is the devil you know already. I don't think he's going to leave you, but I'm not so sure you won't leave him in the future. So
the guy I'm with now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate, yeah.
Again, you know, you can't leave him. In some ways, women can't leave until, you know, unless they're financially secure.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, I see a man. The man that I see in the future, and I don't think it's the man you're with, makes very good money, by the way. And
mm-hmm.
He's also very loving. He's very family oriented.
Okay.
But the main thing is that he makes very good money. Is the man, does the man you're with, does he make good money?
He's having a hard time right now. He has his own businesses, but he's going through it right now.
Right. And again, maybe is it possible the two of you are not really helping each other find a better business or do something better? Because it looks like the blind leading the blind here.
He needs help, but it's like I can't do it right now. I have to focus on my own business.
Right. And again, try to figure out, if, you know, what you want with your relationship, because it does look like that could use some fixing, too. It looks a little stale here.
Is it just about over? Like, do you see it continuing on, or?
I'm seeing that it's kind of, it's a ship that sort of sailed and maybe it doesn't have much wind left in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best
neat.
Way I could describe it. You're still on the water, but the sail is just, it's just not moving anywhere. It's not moving forward. It's not moving back. You're just stuck in the middle of a little lake. You'd almost like get out and push the boat to the shore and figure out where you want to go. But you know what I'm talking about. It's like, oh,
yeah, that's me.
It's actually a ship filling with water, mind you. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
At this point, it's the best description I could have from these cards, but it's like, you know, bail out while you can. And
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
so
I take
again,
heat to that.
And again, probably this new man is linked to your new career and your new everything. So when we need a shakeup, almost, and I think I say this almost every radio show, when we get that voice, time to move on from our career, sometimes it's the universe trying to get us in alignment with our soulmate. So they know where the soulmate may be. It may not be your forever job, what you're doing next, but it brings you in alignment with your soulmate, and that soulmate might help you with your next career. So those are things following the steps. All I could tell you is when that voice says it's time to go, it's time to go. If it goes on for more than a year in a relationship or in a career, it's time to go. Now, how we do it is the important thing. Again, I can't stress enough what Jamie did was impulsive when she left her husband. She didn't have enough support system to make that work. And, boy, what a disaster that was, financially and every other way. Because her husband was vengeful and had her arrested and this and that and the other thing. So just know that if we're going to make moves, you know, figure out the plan and then have the leap of faith.
Okay, sounds good.
Unless it's abusive. Anything abusive, all bets are off. You're out immediately.
Right.
Then you jump, you know, and start swimming. Well, good luck to you. Call in and let us know if any thoughts come to you about a career. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But again, I just think creative is what you need. And Nicole, you too. You need creative.
Yes, I'm doing my own little my own little workshop. You know, trying to figure out what I'll be doing next too, Cindy. So, and I'm tapping into some of that creative energy. It's just a matter of getting the time to sit down and actually get it all out. So.
Right, and that's very important. And again, people have to, you know, pay their bills. So I always tell people, be a little careful.
Yeah.
You know, some people just quit because they know other people will clean up their mess and carry their cross and pay their bills. Most of us are not like that. Do you know what I mean? And once you get in the level of fear about money, You know, that expression, you know, you need a room of your own to be a writer, Virginia Woolf.
You
can't write a good book when you're starving. It just doesn't work. You can't, like, come up with creative ideas when you're worried about they're going to shut off the electric bill. You know, they're going to shut off the electricity. So my feelings are, you know, you have enough money, and it's usually at least a year before, a year's worth of money. Less than that, you can just have one little thing that takes all that money in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're asking people to be, you know, careful, make their plans, and then take that leap. Well, good luck to everybody. I think, Nicole, we're at the end of our show.
Oh, yes, we are at the end of the show. And you know what? For those who are still listening, please, please, please do not forget to go and vote for the Best of Long Island. Go into services. Go down to Psychic and make sure that you click Cindy Sansone Brath. And just so you know, Cindy, Blue Movie is actually on Best of Long Island this year as non-cover band. Yep, they're on there this year. They got nominated. Somebody nominated them, so they're up there. They're in the running right now.
And what,
section
is it under? Entertainment?
They're in Arts and Entertainment. Arts and Entertainment. So for anybody that's going on there to click for Cindy, cruise over the Entertainment section and hit Blue Movie in non-cover band. All right, let's help, some very talented, people from Long Island, climb up those ranks of the best of.
Oh,
so,
thanks
Cindy,
for telling me,
because
I'll just
vote
for her. I'll just vote for her band, Lisa's band, every day.
And, and we've been voting for you every day, too, so.
Oh, I'm glad you let me know about that, because I haven't, around, another week or two from now, I start going through all the categories to see who I know. I just haven't had time to do that, and then I start going, person, oh, my dentist, oh.
exactly.
Then I usually start voting.
I only really know who's there in the two of your categories, because you guys are the only ones that I vote for.
Right,
that's
what I
say. Terrible saying
but,
that.
But at least once before the end of the Long Island Press, that's what we're talking about, Long Island Press contest.
Yes.
Look at every category, because you might be surprised, that there is somebody who has a little business or whatever. So support everybody.
Oh,
it could be your insurance person. It could be whatever, your favorite Democrat or Republican, whatever it is. So take a moment to vote for, the people that you know on Long Island.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for everything, and we'll speak next week, of course.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, bye.